From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus in Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican from Utah, said, "As a military officer, as a former military officer, you simply cannot take money from Russia." The White House responded Tuesday by saying it does not know if Flynn broke the law in the course of making contact with and receiving payments from foreign governments. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer downplayed claims that the White House had denied the request, saying the committee had received all the documents it needed from other agencies. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. met in Tokyo Tuesday to discuss North Korea's nuclear ambitions. U.S. Envoy for North Korea Affairs Jason Yeon said he and his Japanese and South Korean counterparts will work together on the issue.
We agreed among the three of us that we will coordinate all actions, diplomatic, military, economic, regarding North Korea. We'll continue to work very closely among the three of us together, as well as with our international partners.
On Wednesday, the White House will hold a rare classified briefing on North Korea for the entire U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump